Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is set to add to yesterday's gains on Tuesday. SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a gain of 0.8%. That was an improvement of about 47 points. It came amidst a pretty quiet session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets were concerned, and that was a reflection of the fact that a good many of them were closed as far as the major centres were concerned for public holidays, most notably the US, which was closed to observe the Memorial Day long weekend on Monday. But having said that, US SPY futures were up quite smartly in after-hours trade with the leading indices, the S&P, the Dow and the Nasdaq, all up by well over a percent. So European markets were where investors trained their attention, and they were up very smartly, bearing in mind that in London, the FTSE was closed, but the leading improvement was the German DAX. It was up by 2.8%. So there are a couple of factors behind that. In terms of economic news, there is an influential survey that is released each month in Germany called the IFO survey. It surveys about 9,000 businesses across the economy from a range of sectors, and it's very closely watched month to month. And last month, there was a very substantial decline, which saw the measures hit historic lows, and what encouraged investors this time around was the recovery from those lows. So having said that, it's still meaningful and important to recognise that you have just seen these measures crater over the course of the last couple of months. These rebounds are very much the early part of a recovery. The enduring question is how quickly or whether or not they will continue to recover at that same rate off their record lows, and whether or not they will return to the levels preceding the coronavirus crisis sooner rather than not. Of course, there is a lot to answer within those questions, but nonetheless, for the moment, investors seem to be taking it at face value and are encouraged by it. So particularly in the German picture last night, we saw the stocks related to travel and hospitality do quite well. Lufthansa shares were up by 7%. And this was on the back of the German government taking a stake in the organisation valued at $15 billion. That'll equate to around 20% of Lufthansa. And this is in an attempt to stabilise their financial situation. So that will undoubtedly be a pretty hot topic of discussion given what's going on in the local picture with Virgin. So as I said, the Lufthansa shares were up by around 7%. Aerospace stocks and airlines were generally higher, as I said. Airbus was up by around 8%. Elsewhere, we saw the French market up by just over 2%. In Italy, the MIB was up by 1.6%. The Stockholm market, everyone's favourite, the OMX, was up by just over 2%. As far as other measures were concerned, oil prices firmed up by about 1% overnight to trade at $33.72 US a barrel. Gold eased a little bit as the risk on trade continued, so it's trading at around $17.30 US an ounce. Iron ore has been flat in the last day, trading around $96.85 US a barrel. On the local front today, we'll be looking for the weekly measures of consumer confidence and see whether or not the Australian share market is able to add meaningfully to the improvement that we saw a day ago. The Aussie dollar, pretty steady compared to where it was yesterday. Actually, it's trading around 65.4 US cents.